This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour, it's the Wednesday DJV experience. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and Doug, all one big happy family, friends forever. We have a tattoo that we've put on our bodies that has pictures of all of us, and we will claim our friendship from now until when we die. We will be a group. How's that? You like that, girls?
Love it.
Wow. I've been looking for a new tattoo idea, so why not?
Yeah, I can't really imagine Doug with any, but it might be a good look.
Right. Depends on where I put it, right?
I know where I want to go.
Is that so, Jennifer? All right, speaking of friends, the friends and relation department, how long have you been with your partner? Jennifer?
2 years and September. Yeah, 2 years and a month.
All right, Victoria, how long have you been with your partner?
5 years.
Mm-hmm. Kara? I shouldn't have asked you.
My imaginary boyfriend, we've had a really great long-term relationship.
Great.
You and Ed Sheeran, right?
Yeah, it's been like five and a half years. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say something to all those doofus dummies that are looking for somebody who's beautiful, wonderful, even though she's a little young. She would be quite a catch. There's Kara.
She's an old soul.
You can call
her. I am an old soul.
Yes, she is. 888. You can call her on my line at my
dime.
Oh,
boy.
888-302-DOUG for a date with Kara.
Great. I can't wait to answer all these phone calls.
According to new research published in the journal Appetite, couples develop similar scent preferences and similar food tastes when they've been together for a while. I would say that about Meredith and me. We eat the same things. We like the same things as far as food is concerned. Easy to buy dinner for the two of us.
But how was it, though, in the beginning? Was it how different
the first,
were your tastes in the beginning? Because I know she ate meat, right?
The first night we had a dinner date, she ordered, I think, a steak or something along that line. And I looked at it, and I looked at her, and I said, oh, okay, you eat steak. Yeah, yeah. I don't remember the exact conversation. I just know that I said the cows were my friend because she was learning about me. I had a farm and yada, yada. I said the cows are my friend and I don't eat my friends. From that point to this, she's never had another bite of meat in her mouth.
Really?
Not in front of you.
Yep. Well, no.
When she and I went out, she had the Chateaubriand. We split it.
Oh, come on. Troublemaker. Anyway, the research... going through 100 couples, been together for different periods of time. This time frame spanned between 3 months and 45 years. They rated different scents, like smoked meat and rosé and eucalyptus and things like that. Couples were then asked what they thought of a series of flavors, like sweet things, salty things, sour things, and bitter things when they were sprayed on their tongues. Interestingly enough, the longer they had been together, the more similar were their taste buds. And so I think that there it is, you have the answer right there. It is the longer you're together, the more you eat the same things. Is that something that you would expect? What about you, Victoria, and you, Jennifer, in terms of the taste buds that you share? Do you and Jeff like the same foods? Victoria,
well,
do you and Lewis like the same foods?
He likes what I make him. But as far as, like, if we were going to a restaurant, we would probably never order the same things. He likes all kinds of weird meats. I'm not so into that. He likes, I don't think so. Like, he's the guy that eats, you know, elk and, like,
He likes elk?
Well, I'm just, he's an adventurous, he's like an adventurous eater. You know what I mean? Like, he would let nothing go to waste when, like, animal pieces and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not like that. The only reason I eat meat is because I try to, like, brainwash myself into forgetting where it came from. I can easily become a vegetarian.
Really? All right, so yeah. How about you, Victoria?
I'd miss a hamburger every once in a while, but I could easily go without.
Right.
You know, from the only thing that he eats that I don't eat anything on four legs, but he is Italian and likes what I call sweaty meat. So like whenever you see a pile of, you know, prosciutto or whatever that just looks like sweaty meat, he'll eat that when we're out at friends'
Italian
houses
meat.
Or whatever. Yeah, he likes all that Italian stuff, so I don't eat any of that. But then
it's
I
all
think,
processed. Didn't you tell him how bad?
Oh, it's terrible. I tell him it's awful. But I introduced him to oysters and a lot more seafood. So I think that our tastes have definitely gotten, well, his tastes have gotten to be more similar to mine over time, for sure. Mm. And again, like Jen said, if I cook more than he does, so whatever I cook, he likes. So I think whoever's in charge of cooking is probably where this study really came from, you know? Because you're influencing the other person.
That's true.
I know my grandparents eat a lot alike, and they've been together a long time. Mm-hmm. My grandfather and his wife, they eat very similarly. So I think there's probably something.
Well, it's hard, right, if you stay together and you're continually making food together. Unless you eat out all the time, someone has to do the shopping. And so and you don't want to buy two separate meals for everyone for every day. So you just end up eating. I think you find the same things that you like, and then you just eat those all the time.
Meredith is reminding me that I'm taking poetic license with the story.
I guarantee she hasn't given up meat totally.
No, she has given up meat totally. But she was on the way to doing that. She said
she
was having white meat. She was still eating that. But
white meat steak, sure. Yeah.
My favorite kind.
No, I can tell you she hasn't had a bit of meat in her mouth since then.
I'm sorry.
May have been next. All right, more friend stories. Study after study finding that social support, having friends, that is a significant predictor of how long you will live. This is cool. According to one of the newest studies, a best friend or a best friendship may be the most valuable thing in your life when it comes to your long life and your happiness and your well-being. So let's see here. What do we have? Team of researchers found that having a childhood best friend can play a very important role in your mental health well into your adulthood. This study tracked subjects from the age of 15 to the age of 25. Subjects who had higher quality close friendships as teenagers, defined here as a high degree of attachment, intimate exchanges, support, that kind of stuff. These people tend to have lower social anxiety and an increased sense of self-worth. Fewer symptoms of depression. So, Victoria, do you have still friends from when you were a teenager? You call close?
Yeah, my best girlfriend is from high school.
Yeah.
And, all my closest, most of my really, really close girlfriends are all still from high school.
And do you see them, hear them, talk to them with regularity?
Well, we went to boarding school, so we're kind of spread around the country. So, but we do make an effort, though, to get together and see each other as often as possible. Yeah.
That's cool. What about you, Kara? Friends that you have now that you had when you were a teenager?
I would say the vast majority of my friends are from college. I still have a few friends. You know, I grew up swimming, and so a lot of my friends that I had in middle school and high school were all from swim team. One of my good friends is from then, but the rest of them I don't really speak to anymore. And, you know, it's kind of interesting because I do suffer from a decent amount of social anxiety, and I've had bouts of depression through life. So I kind of wonder if that's...
See, I can't see that at all. I think you're fabulous. I don't get... Something's really wrong.
She is fabulous, but you can sometimes...
No, I understand.
It's bad, and I think... Most people who suffer from depression, other people think that they're fabulous. It's not that everyone hates them. It's just, I don't know, it's a mental block.
Right. We'll fix that. You stick around with us long enough, you'll be completely cured.
I'm sure you sitting around and calling me a punk and a bunch of other stuff is definitely going to help.
No, but us going out for a wine will.
That's true.
When is that happening?
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Well,
all right.
Look, what do you want from me? It's your turn to come here next.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. I'm going to be in Washington on Friday for a television program. Maybe there's a way we can have, depends on what time.
Are you going to take me out for wine?
I might. No, I'm not going to.
You better take her out for wine.
I have to be sober when I do the television thing at 2 o'clock.
Oh, come on. That's no fun.
All right. So, anyway, what about you, Jennifer? I didn't ask you. Well, I know your story with your friends.
What is my story, then, since you know it?
With you, a friend, remember my way of learning how to spell friend? You're a friend till the, a friend is a friend till the end. That's how I learned how to spell it. And with you, I think that you're very loyal and true to a fault with people. I can't give you a specific example, but my sense is that you stick by people even when they don't deserve to have your friendship.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. No.
No, that's
right. But if you're asking about my friends from high school, it's not that they've done me wrong. I definitely still have, my closest friend. Like, really still some of my closest friends are from high school, not college so much, because college I was a commuter kid, so I still keep in touch on Facebook with a few people from college, but that wasn't like my time, but I definitely still have some great friendships from high school, for sure.
Yeah, good. Think about your friendships. That's this exercise about
even
that.
Even from grade school, by the way.
About our friendships.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yep, yeah. All right, up next, television report. Mariah Carey is not returning to television. And George Michael is. Now, let's see. One of them's dead, the other one's alive. We'll figure it out in a moment here.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Water.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with the broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Guys, hurry into JCPenney for the men's wardrobe sale and save 50% on select suit separates, sport coats, dress pants, and more, including big and tall. Check out what's new in our new big and tall shop inside the men's store at JCPenney. Get all your work to weekend apparel in extended sizes, up to 5XL and 54 waist in store, and 60 waist at JCP.com. Plus, stack on the savings and get your coupon on the JCPenney app to save an extra 15%. Hurry, and soon, that's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon valid 922 to 924. Some exclusions apply. See store at JCP.com for details.
Less people care where I'm going, and good friends who welcome me home. So get up, off, hang the freedom, try the American road. And with a off, hang the freedom, by your own highway, we'll take you wherever you go.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
There was 57 channels and the...
Next up is the story of Mariah Carey's docuseries. He is not going to bring that back. I don't know why anybody would want to see it in the first place, right? Nobody watched it because who cares? Am I right or not?
I'm in the who cares category with her.
Yeah.
All right, so then there's George Michael. Documentary is coming to Showtime about his life. He provided narration for the film. His final work. Now, I think that would be something to see. Yes?
Oh, I can't wait for this. Yeah.
October 21st on Showtime. Features interviews with Stevie Wonder, Elton John, Mary J. Blige, Liam Gallagher. So, good. Cool. Now, Jennifer, what about tonight? Let's bring it to the here and the now.
Okay. I'm really excited. Not about this, but this is first the big story. So, America's Got Talent. We talked about it yesterday. It's over tonight, season 12. The winner will be crowned in the two-hour finale. That's on NBC at 8 o'clock. After that, this is why I'm excited. The Good Place is coming back.
Yay!
This is a great show.
Love it.
It started last year, excuse me. And it's back now. It's the afterlife comedy. Ted Danson is in it.
Kristen Bell. I got you.
Thank you. Stars in it. It's a great show.
They're dead, aren't they in it?
Yeah, they're in the afterlife. They're in the Good Place. That's at 10 p.m. on NBC. If you like to cook, the two-hour season finale of MasterChef airs on Fox. They'll be handing out a check for $250,000. That's at 8 p.m. And The Sinner has their season finale on USA at 10 p.m.
How about them apples?
Thank you. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Unmistakable sound of John Lennon with a song recorded called Power to the People. The Global Citizen Festival having a tribute for John Lennon and Annie Lennox. Nancy Wilson, Brandi Carlile, a lot of people delivering a rousing cover of Power to the People to close the Global Citizen Live concert in New York. Earlier this week. Performance also featured Valerie Simpson and Paul Schaefer. During the Global Citizen Live concert, Annie Lennox, honored with the second George Harrison Global Citizen Award for her work as a musician and an activist. The honor was established a couple of years ago, Paul Simon presenting it to John Lennon first. The concert this week, one of several events set to take place during this week, Global Citizen Week. And I think one of the reasons that it is considered Global Citizen Week is because everybody comes, all the leaders of all the countries come to the UN this week. Is that right?
I think that's definitely tied in, yeah, for sure. Right. Yep.
Yep. So they're trying to promote efforts to end poverty and tackle climate change issues, fight inequality, all good things. So, and the fact that Annie Lennox got an award, she's fabulous.
Yeah.
I think I've always thought she was great, frankly.
But the free concert in Central Park is on the 23rd. That's going to be great, too.
With all these people participating, right?
Yeah, and Stevie Wonder is headlining, and Green Day, and Pharrell. And, yeah, it's going to be great.
As he keeps his political comments to himself.
Well, that's probably the forum where he will talk more.
Yeah. All right, so that's that story, Global Citizen. Meanwhile, new music from one of the best-known members of the Byrds. Remember, To Everything, Turn, 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 etc., etc., etc. Chris Hillman is a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. Sang with the Byrds, also the Flying Burrito Brothers, the Desert Rose Band. Been around for a long time. He's released his latest solo album, first one in 12 years. And I guess you can get a copy of it on Friday. something of a surprise for him. He figured that the recording part of his career was kind of done, finished. He said, quote, I didn't think I'd ever make another record. That wasn't coming out of any kind of bitterness or anything. I had some songs that I had not recorded, but I was sort of winding down. Okay, I've had a great 54-year career.
That's amazing.
And looking at the way the business is at this point, there's no reason to do another album. Apparently, Tom Petty approached him to change his mind by offering to produce the album, which again shocked Hillman. He told Petty he was concerned that he wouldn't think his songs were good enough, but Petty said, I'm not worried at all. Some of the people that played with the Petty on the record, as long as Roger McGuinn, who was not my favorite of the Byrds. I think Hillman was much better. McGuinn's kind of a egotistical sort. Anyway, David Crosby, though, isn't it? David Crosby is on these two. They have sung together. Crosby was with the Byrds for a while, too. So, and let's see. There's a cover of the Everly Brothers song, Walk Right Back.
Which is gorgeous.
Yeah.
That's a great song.
Petty heard that, and they were fooling around, apparently. He insisted they record it in their session. Let's see. Yeah, there's a bunch of other stuff that's on here. And by the way, Hillman Pedersen. What's his first name? What's Pedersen's first name?
Herb.
Herb Pedersen, that's it. On the road starting this week. And also, Hillman's written a memoir, like every other aging musician. He said, mine's about music, not about which guy died of drugs or this or that, but having that passion for music. And again, his career goes back to 1963. God bless him. So good luck for Chris Hillman. 28 after here.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
In today's automotive news, the Jeep Trackhawk will be harder to get than the Dodge Demon. We have calculated that Jeep will only be able to produce around 1,500 to 2,000 Trackhawks a year. Although our projections are based on limited information, when we questioned Jeep, they would neither confirm nor deny our estimation. The Trackhawk is Jeep's new 707 horsepower SUV with a 0 to 60 mile an hour time of 3.4 seconds. The Trackhawk that we tested in New Hampshire had an MSRP of $99,965. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using new Zysol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zysol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zysol. Use as directed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Now, I'm Doug with Victoria and Kara on the DJV Experience. How do you do? Things are well with you. I can only hope that you find this a respite from the storm, listening to our conversations and participating on your own. Did you know that, Mabel? That's another name, by the way. We're talking about names that are old. When you name your daughter Mabel, right? Isn't that an old name? Please, people who are named Mabel, don't take offense to that. It just sounds like an old name.
I've only known one Mabel. She was my my ex-boyfriend's grandmother.
Really?
That's the only right. Mabel I've ever... Mabel.
Anybody know any Mabels that are under 20 years of age?
No.
Mabel. I don't think so.
It's some of those older names, though, like, or I don't want to say older, but old-fashioned type names are coming back.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably going to be John Krasinski's next kid, because I think his are, what is it, Violet and... I don't know, not Lily. It's they all have Hazel, which is another
Hazel.
Old name.
Ooh,
yeah.
What's your reaction to that?
Well, doesn't Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner, they have a Violet. They have a daughter named Violet, too, yeah. It's so funny how, like, the Hollywood thing, they get on these trends of older-sounding names. Yeah.
Right. All right. A couple of things happening that are of interest. Well, are they or aren't they? Let's travel to Lipscomb University in Nashville. Randy Lowry is the president of the school, and he invited students to his house for dinner to discuss their experiences at the school. He invited from the Black Student Union a number of students. What transpired may be a teachable moment, whether it's your school president or whomever. One of the students at the school is a kid named Dion Sims. And he sat at a table. What I'm trying to figure out whether this is over the top or this is over, whether what the president did was over the top, not smart, or whether the reaction to it was over the top. This fellow, this kid, Dion, student leader, said that he was offended by the centerpieces at the dinner table. They were cotton stocks, cotton centerpieces. The menu, he said, he thought pandered to stereotypes. He thought that the food that he was given was typically black food, food that black people like. And so the president had cotton centerpieces and food that was pandering to him and other black students.
Did he only have black students at the table?
I think it was a student union thing.
Okay.
He took a picture of it, which is posted online, and it's the cotton balls. You know, it kind of looks like...
That seems like that's just weird.
Well, I don't know whether that's the thing.
What was the university again?
Grits. It's Lipscomb. Lipscomb.
Mm-hmm. And where is it?
Predominantly a white school in Memphis or Nashville. Okay. It's in Tennessee.
All right.
And so there are a number of comments about the food.
Yeah. The only thing with the food is I don't know if I really buy that because it's in Tennessee.
Collard
so
beans,
it's a Nashville.
Mac
it's a
and
it's
cheese,
a Southern university.
Cornbread. Right. Methinks this guy needs to get a life, frankly.
I mean, to me, the weirdest part about it is if this kid is right and this president was trying to pander, why would you have cotton centerpieces then?
Well, right, why did this kid think he was that important that he was pandering? Or as Kara just said, this is just an example of the normal cuisine
that's
a part of life in a southern city.
Yeah, now I could believe the pandering, considering he invited them all to his place in the first place, so he's obviously trying to, I don't know, get on their good side or get good reviews, or I don't know why he brought them all.
The meeting supposedly was so school leaders could learn more about black students to help them do better at that school. That was the purpose of the meeting.
Okay.
So, I think that
so
there
I can
is
see how pandering could happen there. I don't know if this is it, and I
is
also
it pandering
don't think
or just saying, you know, I acknowledge that this may be food that you like, and maybe it is, you know, a certain amount of cultural ignorance attached to it, because you think that black people eat differently than white people, which is
I don't think that there's anything wrong in trying to provide the food that you think that people would like, whether he actually got input from people on what they would like first. But what I'm saying is kind of the same as Victoria, is that if he was trying to pander, the whole centerpiece thing, I don't think that that's involved at all, because I don't see how that would, it wouldn't make any sense to have cotton there and say, hey, black people like cotton, right? Yeah,
right.
No way, yeah. Like,
black
no
people pick cotton.
Well,
right.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that's not the response that anyone would have or any.
No, unless you had a chip on your shoulder to begin with. And me thinks this kid's got a chip on his shoulder.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. It's
like picking a fight.
It's a weird one. It's a
why
weird one to not be there. You know, I feel like if we were all flies on the wall there, I wonder what our observations would be. Was this kid looking for something to pick on? Was he, you know, did he go in with a very skeptical eye, you know, or was he open-minded to all of it and then kind of looked around and thought, this feels a little bit weird?
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's true. You can kind of tell a lot about the situation by the vibe that's in the room. So maybe it was just a negative vibe from the beginning, or maybe it was a guy that was negative. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think that people are way too sensitive. As Rich McFadden says often, and he's right, everybody's got a problem. People got chips on their shoulder. This is the fact that it got the notoriety or the attention that it did is certainly a service, if you will. I'll put that in quotation marks, that word service, of social media. Never would have heard of this if it weren't for social media. Never, ever.
Well, yeah, that's what's kind of funny about this day and age, is that something like this could happen and someone could say, hey, I don't know why you did that, but I don't think it was great. And then in previous years, it would have just been taken care of in an email and, you know, saying, oh, okay, I'm sorry, that was not my intention, didn't mean to do it, and it wouldn't have been a big deal. Mm-hmm. And now everyone knows about it.
Yep, right. As long as that's a sort of a food story, some more food news. Chipotle. But see, your reaction is, I've gone to them. I don't make a habit of it. They're not my favorite place. But we've eaten four or five times at a Chipotle. Bob took me there the first time. And he said,
oh, no, I'm saying, oh, man, only because I feel bad for them. I like Chipotle. Oh. Yeah, but they've had so many PR bungles
lately.
What's
the story now? Is it about their queso or is it something else?
Oh, it's the queso.
I've heard very not good things
about
it.
It's a case of the queso.
So tell the story, Victoria.
Well, they started this new queso, which is, if you don't know what that is, it's a cheesy, melted cheese kind of a dip.
Yeah, and just so, like nachos.
Right, but they made theirs from a homemade recipe, so it wasn't that sort of ballpark stadium kind of, you know, cheese in a can. It wasn't that. And I think people expected that when you get nachos or whatever, that's what you want. So Chipotle, trying to always be organic and, you know, all that stuff, healthier, they made their own version, and everyone hated it, apparently. They debuted it. They kind of rushed it to the market. They were looking for some good PR. They thought this was going to be a really big item for them, and everyone online who tasted it just had... I mean, it was one horrible description after another. I know. It's really, you know, after that, what was it, the outbreak of, was it Listeria or something?
It was contained and it wasn't. They got a bad rap.
But they never, right, but what I'm saying is they never fully recovered from that PR-wise.
Yep, people.
You know what's funny, though? On a personal level, do you know anyone who has stopped eating at Chipotle because of that? Because I don't.
No.
I still eat there, and everyone I know who likes it still eats there. So it's kind of confusing to me that the stock has dropped.
This is PR. Yeah, this is... Kara, the answer to your question is it's a pure PR attempt by some people. You don't know who starts these things. It could be someone who's running another, some other Mexican restaurant or somebody's got a... these things can start, and that's the thing. We talk about this all the time. Fake news, real news, whatever it is. Is really what's going on there as bad as these stories suggest? No, is the answer. But yet they get a bad rap, and these things stick. When you hear a story about Listeria, Salmonella, E. coli, those things always stick. Believe me, I know, because I was selling raw milk on my dairy farm, 100 gallons a day, and we'd have these attacks every once in a while because it's just the way it is when you're selling something like that. Anything raw is going to be subject to, especially Listeria, and it gets in, you clean it up, and it goes away. It takes 3 or 4 days to do it. So we'd sell 100 gallons of raw milk a day, and after we'd have one of these incidents, go down to 40. And then it would come back to 50. Then it goes to 60, go back to 100. It's just the way that it is. You're right. Chipotle has not recovered, and it's not fair.
No, I don't think it's fair either. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, someone was trying to make a big deal about, I guess it said there was a rodent spotting sighting in Dallas. I mean, you can
find a rodent at every damn restaurant that exists.
Every restaurant. I mean, I live in New York City, and you can go into
Rodents
a five-star restaurant, and you're going to find, if you go into the kitchen, you're going to find mouse traps, rodents. You're going to find cockroaches. I mean, that's just, you know, it doesn't mean it's in your food, and you certainly don't want to see mice running around a kitchen when you're paying a lot of money for dinner, but still, you know, that shouldn't have killed their business, but apparently that was another hit that they had to endure.
Speaking of cockroaches and rats, Walmart, the nation's largest food retailer, branching out into the agro business, partnering with Bayer, another bad company, to create a new melon. You talk about the example of the GMO and non-GMO world. This is a perfect example of these guys messing with something that doesn't need to be messed with. And it's a great example of how these people are redesigning food. The result is something they call Sweet Spark, a cantaloupe. Tastes supposedly twice as sweet as the average melon. Walmart sells 10 times as many cantaloupes in June as they do in December. For the past 15 years, winter cantaloupes have been grown in Central America, shipped by ship to... It's good way to ship. It's always good to ship by a ship, right?
Right.
Walmart. Previous years, farmers working in conjunction with seed breeders. I love that. So they call... They don't want to say Monsanto, so they call them seed breeders.
Yeah, exactly.
Focused on growing melons that would survive the trip from South America to North America. Problem is the industry forgot about flavor along the way. So here's what really happens. Okay, here's Farmer Doug telling you what really happens. You know, these guys and their, you know, freak show with melons or, you know, whatever else they want to try to sell you. The fact that if you go into, I was in Wegmans last night, and they have, excuse me, great produce, but if it isn't local, they still showcase it. And all these foods, Whole Foods does it. Most of the big chains do this because they think that they're making the food, well, they do make it look better. I mean, it tastes better. The stuff that comes from California, much of the year, you'd think every store would be having locally grown lettuce, spinach, whatever it is that is seasonal. And certainly for us around here in New England, everything, cabbage, lettuce, carrots, anything you can imagine that's a vegetable is fresh. But no, these guys buy it in California. They ship it in trucks. And for every day it's on a truck, it loses a large percentage of its flavor. That is, the sugar drains out of, which creates the taste, drains out of the food. So when you taste, for example, an ear of corn that's grown in California, 5 days later in Massachusetts, it doesn't taste like it does 5 days earlier because the sweetness drops out of it. It just it goes away. And even if it's refrigerated, it doesn't hold on to the freshness that is part of it growing. That's really what's going on. The food is growing, and it maintains its lifeline, and therefore its flavor. You cut it off from the tree or from the stalk or from the ground or whatever it is, it loses. That is not the case so much with nightshade as it is with most other fruits and vegetables. Nightshade holds its taste better. But to think that you're getting something, it looks fresh, but if it's been shipped, it's lost its value. Buy local is the message here. That's one message, at least for me. The other one is, good God, what are these people? They're going to mess with everything.
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 Yep.
They want to mess with everything. Yeah, because it's more profitable. We'll sell more melons if we make them freaks. It's like something
freaky melon. Have fun with your freaky melon, people.
Hang it on your door for Halloween or something.
Right.
And make a good. Am I being harsh?
No, I feel the same way. I mean, it's ridiculous.
All right, 11 before the hour, DJV time.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. A recent University of Phoenix College of Education survey conducted online by Harris Poll reveals 62% of American K-12 teachers assign less than 3 hours of homework per week, challenging the notion that American teachers are continuing a reliance on outside schoolwork. Pamela Rogeman with University of Phoenix.
Many educators are embracing new models of learning in lieu of traditional homework assignments. Teachers are opting for work outside of class that provides students with different experiences rather than just more skill and drill practice.
The survey also reveals an increase in the use of technology as a useful resource for educators and students alike, but many teachers remain wary of technology's impact on learning.
The data suggests that many teachers are introducing ed tech cautiously. In some cases, they are unfamiliar with certain resources, but more often they worry that personal devices will become an unwelcome distraction.
For more information, go to phoenix.edu/education.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Legendary figure about to encounter a world more treacherous than any he has ever known.
G'night. Big Dundee from Australia. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I just came down for a couple of days. Probably see you around.
Fine.
Now 53 past the hour. Music and sound from Crocodile Dundee as we get into movie moments with Chuck Curry here on the DJV show. So what's the significance of having that, the audio from Crocodile Dundee, Chucker?
You know, it's interesting. I didn't realize until I read it. Well, the movie, based on Stephen King's novel, is the highest grossing film to ever be released in the month of September, now doing almost right around $200 million in ticket sales. But prior to that, the biggest September release ever in terms of just financial dollars was actually back in 86 was Crocodile Dundee. And I didn't remember that the film was released in September, but that movie was so popular back in the 80s that it literally played like 10 weeks in the number one spot. week after week after week, and it made it a primarily unknown guy named Paul Hogan a household name at the time. And I guess
didn't he have a television series in Australia? That's how he started acting.
I think so. He may wind up doing the sequel, Crocodile Dundee 2, and then years later came back for part 3. Nobody real cared. But the big story in that time was that he left his real-life wife for his real-life co-star, Linda Kozlowski, and wound up marrying her. And that relationship lasted a long time. I don't know if they broke up a few years ago, but it lasted a long time.
Yeah. I remember driving by. This is a silly story, but I remember they had a little place on the beach in Malibu.
Mm-hmm.
And she drove a Saab convertible. That's how much I recognize. She was in the little, there's a little shopping center as you come just up the hill to Pepperdine, a little shopping center on the right-hand side. You go over a little creek, and it's a nice upscale little place. And I saw her in there and this little black Saab convertible. And people recognized her. She was very friendly. And then she drove across the street. Their house was visible. And he came out of the garage. I know it was funny. I don't know why I saw that, but it was kind of a sweet thing, in a manner of speaking. Maybe a story that didn't need to be told.
Now, does Paul Hogan live in the States or back in Australia now, you know?
I don't know, honestly. Okay. I could say yes, but most people believe he's become a producer of sorts, but he is very active in all kinds of arts in Australia, so I'm guessing he probably spends, I don't know, as much time down there as he does here, because he's not really a factor anymore, and neither is she, right? You never see her.
Not really. I'm interested. If I said Cara or Victoria, Paul Hogan, does that name ring a bell to you or no?
Oh, I've seen Crocodile Dundee. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know him from anything else, but I know
he
him.
Never
from
did
that.
Anything else.
Oh, okay. Well, then I didn't miss anything.
Yeah, where he played an angel, but primarily his claim to fame, and it was Lightning in a Bottle fame. I mean, that movie was a big success. He made a lot of money off it also.
Well, he produced it. It was his idea.
Yeah, he's really good in it. It was a good movie back in the day.
It was. All right, Chuck, who's got some more movie news in a moment here.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation, except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
Hi, Chucker. What's the? I'm looking at a lot of buzz on movies. Stronger. Maybe I'm interested in that because about the Boston Marathon bombing. Is that another one like the Mark Wahlberg movie, or what's the story with that?
This is a more personal drama about a guy who's went into recovery, got his legs blown off in the Boston bombing. The character played by Jake Gyllenhaal. Patriots Day opened last year, which is more epic and a bigger film, much in scope. I thought Patriots Day actually was the second best film I saw all last year, saw Mark Wahlberg, but didn't do great at the box office. I don't expect Stronger to be a big box office hit. It'll play in a lot of art house theaters. It's going to get a national release, but I will say this, I think Jake Gyllenhaal has emerged as one of the very best working actors in the business. Yeah, I really like his work a lot. He did a movie called Nightcrawler a few years ago. I thought it was really, really good. One big news story, Doug. We said the other day Jamie Lee Curtis coming back to the Halloween franchise. Yesterday announced James Cameron, the producer of Terminator, gets the rights back in 2019, and Linda Hamilton, his former wife, is going to return as Sarah Connor, so they're going to ignore anything after part 2, revisionist history in the overall canon. But good news if you're a Terminator fan.
59 past the hour, DJV time.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.